Yeah, it had lots of issues for sure, and the Geiger counter was the most annoying one. So right now I've got this radio hooked up to my main computer, and it's running two VFOs from the SDR Uno and FD991A link, and everything seems to be going good. It's been running like that for a bit now, and I'm not having any issues. So if I can get this streaming software to work, then I can stream the spreadsheet as well. But as it stands right now, no spreadsheet streaming on the channel. So hopefully this will work.
Cool. Well, fingers crossed. I will be listening in on Sunday to see how it goes. How about celebrity encounters? Have you met anyone famous? Who was it? How did it go?
Trying to think. Well, hockey players. I've met a few hockey players. Most notably, Dave Tiger Williams. he was a friend of a childhood friend. Growing up, he used to come over to their house quite often. So that was that's pretty cool. But other than that, offhand, I can't think of any.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you very much for playing. You have yourself a fantastic day and 70 feet. Are you up again next week? Is that right?
Yep, I'm up on Sunday. I start my week Sunday, so you guys will be stuck with me again.
Oh, I like it. Good stuff. I love listening to your nets. They run nice and long. You have a great day and 73.
Hey, have a great rest of that, Randy. We will talk to you later, 7-3.
All right, we are still at the midway point in the roll call, still looking for anyone later missed, Alpha through Kilo, or anyone looking for an in-and-out before we resume.
V7 Papa, Charlie Alpha.
V7 Tango, Uncle Victor.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike November, Lima, Lima.
Recheck, Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel.
All right, I got a few there. We're going to start with Paul, Victor Echo 7, Papa, Charlie, help.
Hey, good morning. Enjoying the net. I got to run outside and help my friend Stuart lift some heavy boxes. I don't want to kill him, so off I go. Thank you.
Keep him alive for us, please. You are in and out, 73. Thanks.
V7WHL.
All right, back with you shortly, Will. Victor Alpha 7, Tango Echo Victor. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Randy. Good morning, everyone. VA7 Tango, welcome, Victor, Randy. Thanks for being there. Really appreciate it. I was thinking about your question. I've met a few, I guess what you'd think of as mid-level celebrities, just because I worked in film for a while in Toronto, and my background is in music. I guess maybe one encounter that's a little bit memorable is I got to carry Leona Boyd's guitar for her on stage. Very nice lady. VA7 Tango, Uncle Victor.
And fantastic on the old acoustic guitar as well. I watched some of her YouTube stuff.
Yeah, she got called the first lady guitar in Canada, and she was a prodigy.
Sorry, no copy on your last transmission there. It was sort of cutting in.
Oh, sorry about that. This is probably better here.
100% better.
Okay, I won't keep you. I was just saying that, yeah, Leona Boyd was known as the first lady of guitar in Canada, and she was a protege of Segovia, the great classical guitarist, who was very popular in the 60s.
Very cool. All right, good stuff. Yeah, great signal on that last one as well. All right, thanks, Tom. You have yourself a great day and 73.
Victor Echo 7 Fox Whiskey Mobile.
The list on, just a couple in front of you here. Victor Alpha 7, Mike, November Lima. Good morning, Lorenzo.
Hi, good morning, Randy. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike, November Lima. We have a nice sunny day today. And good morning to everybody. And thank you for my checking in. And I appreciate what you're doing in the net. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike, November Lima, 7-3 to all. And thank you.
Bet Lorenzo 7-3 to you as well. I hope you have a fantastic day.
B7WHL with traffic.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Hotel Lima. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Victor Echo 7, Papa Charlie Alpha. Are you still by the frequency? Yeah, nothing. Okay, thanks, Randy. V7WHL clear.
You bet, Will. He said he had to run outside and help with some packages and that, so he'll be back soon. All right, thanks, Will. 73. Victor Echo 7 Fox Whiskey. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me scoot through here, VE7FW. Oh, crap. And I got to take a diversion because there is a train on the road on my way down to Boundary Bay.
Oh, fun. Well, since you're stuck with the diversion, care to play along? Any celebrity encounters? Who was it? How did they go?
Oh, okay. Yeah, a celebrity encounter. I got a few.
Well, I bet you can't beat my favorite so far, Jane Mansfield, but let's hear it.
Oh, you for the day. Jane Mansfield, that is cool. John Wayne, I met him because he used to bring the Grey Goose out to Yellow Point Lodge, and we lived just down the street, and I met him. It was kind of not a very nice guy. who else? There was a few other fellows. I can't really, I'm kind of driving. I can't really... calling at this name. I'm going to Boundary. I got a task. So anyway, I got to go, you guys. 7-3, good morning.
Sounds good, Don. Yeah, no, it wasn't me for Jane Mansfield. It was someone else who called in, but that was my favorite encounter of the day. John Wayne's a pretty good one as well. And yeah, he wasn't billed as a nice guy for sure. Thanks, Don. I'll let you get back to driving in 70.
Yeah, thanks for letting me scoot through.
I know when Will called in, Whiskey Hotel Lima, I thought I also heard maybe David with a recheck, Echo Hotel Lima, or maybe it was just Will twice, but let's try it. Victor Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima.
Hey, Randy, that is correct. You did hear me with a recheck.
All right, good stuff. I thought so, and then Will, Whiskey Hotel Lima, called in right after you, and I was kind of questioned. Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima with a recheck. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're going because... actually, to any person listen to is my past. One past since I actually worked in film, so I had a chance to meet some.
Oh, and the bad news. I don't know if you're on Echo Link or what happened there, but that was kind of went all warbly. I got no copy there.
Here, we'll try that again. Is that coming out through?
It sounds like that is probably better, yes.
Alrighty, I'm just using a remote rig. So, yeah, no, I was saying one of my jobs I did in the past was I worked in film, so I got a chance to meet a couple of really interesting people there.
Oh, cool. Give us the top two.
Well, there's really actually the one that is who makes the top on the list, and that was Robin Williams.
Oh, for sure. He would be the top of any list, definitely. Good stuff. I bet that was an interesting encounter.
Oh, absolutely, because I met him on set. I was sent over to Crafty to take care of a problem. He's in costume, and this was the third night in the museum. And he just struck up a conversation, and it just kind of went for about 40 minutes.
Very cool. Wow, man, what fun it must have been working on that movie, too.
Yes, it was definitely a lot of fun working because I was building the sets at the time. And, yeah, we were doing all sorts of things. And one thing that most people don't realize is how high those sets actually are. You know, the sets were probably anywhere from 60 to 120 feet high inside a studio.
You know what? The first time I was in a studio, that was the one thing that was the most amazing to me. I used to work with a company. We would fund some movies and that over, like, on the North Shore and some of the studios that we're going to tour. And, yeah, going into one of those warehouses and seeing the sets, they're like, some of them are, yeah, they got to be over 100 feet high. They're amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Well, generally they go to 120 feet because you got two types of lifts that can get that high. You get 80 footers and then you get 120 footers. So if they go above 120 feet, it can be difficult because of the machinery and also just get people that are certified for it as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when you start getting into cranes and helicopters and all kinds of even more fun stuff.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, I've seen a couple of helicopters in that field as well.
Yeah, well, once you go over that 120-foot mark, the expenses go up exponentially as well. So the movie better do well.
Oh, absolutely. And, a low-budget film starts at $10 million, and, you know, an average movie is probably about $150 or so.
Yeah, what fun just working on all those sets, though, and then you just tear it all down when it's done.
Oh, yes, one of the strangest industries you'll probably ever work in. You take all the time, build something wonderful, to take a photo of it, and it all ends up in the garbage can.
Yeah, and very unceremoniously as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's usually done with an excavator.
I know, I've seen it. Heartbreaking for those who build it, for sure. I feel for you. All right, thanks for the recheck, though. Robin Williams, that's a good one, another favorite of the day. Thanks for that, David, and 73.
73.
Okay, let's see. We're still at the midway point of the list. I do have a pretty hard cutoff of 11:30 here today, so let's do another shout-out for now. Anyone else late or missed Alpha through Kilo? Or anyone who needs to jump in and out before we resume the roll call. Okay, so we're going to carry on. Before we do, just a reminder, Bob is hanging out over on V7RNV, that's 14726 for the Daily Health and Welfare Net. I believe he mentioned he has to run a little early today, so if you'd like to get in there, better now than never. Let's see, next on my list, Victor Echo 3, Lima Bravo, Eugene. Alpha 7, Lima Golf, November. Andrew. Larry, need early Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Well, it's Wednesday. He wasn't here early, so let's give him a call. Victor Echo 7, Lima Golf, Tango. Victor Echo 7, Lima, Oscar. Oh, no Pedro today. He must be working away. How about Jeffrey? Victor Echo 7, Lima, Sierra, Juliet. Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Hotel Mike.
Hey, good morning, Randy, and everybody else in the Rainbow Country Net. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Hotel Mike. Thanks for taking my check-in. So in regards to your question, it was about the mid-2000s, and I was in Victoria on a conference, and my buddy and I decided to go down to the restaurant and the hotel, and when we got there, we were told a table would be ready in about 10 or 15 minutes. So standing behind us was this very, you know, well-dressed gentleman and his wife, and so I ended up saying hi, and we started chatting, and he introduced himself as Robert and his wife, Ann, and we talked about sports and the weather, and turns out he was in visiting from the U.S., and then finally they got called to their table, and off he went, him and his wife, to the table, and I noticed that there was sort of a phalanx of other well-dressed gentlemen in suits and everything, and they all had the little earpieces going.